Slow my wife's pot.
Said to me that after, I said to you yesterday, after it's cooked, sometimes it's spray dried. He said to me, it's very, very hot. The spray drying is so hot. In fact, he said to me, you can see how hot it is, because as soon as the liquid goes into this vat or whatever it is, it almost instantly evaporates and it drops into powder. So that could be baking. Yes, I said to you, that's not really called baking. Yes, Lon, it's not easy to know what this is. If it's called baking, then you have a Shabbat Mishnah Berurah, Bishul Afia before Shabbos, and you want to do Bishul on Shabbos. So, Lamaise, Zicha Sefer, Kedi Shlishi gets you round, come out all the problems. There's no question about that. It's Zicha, a safe way of doing it, Kedi Shlishi. We bought yesterday this other coffee, which has got instant coffee in it, plus 15%. It ranges from, I think, 3% to 15% of different sorts of coffee. You can have ground, but not instant. That could be problematic as well. It's the same as raw, in inverted commas, coffee things, yeah? I didn't get a chance to phone Lift up today. Someone's more worried about the lemon inside the Lift. Someone asked yesterday, maybe they add the lemon afterwards. As far as I remember, I did check that once before. I can't find it in my notes. As far as I remember, I checked it out once before. And as far as I remember, they did everything beforehand. I didn't get hold of them today. So I hope to still try and find out. Okay, divide us, let's try to find out. A normal slice of lemon is much to the point of Kedi Shlishi. It's not one of the things that I cook instantly. And therefore, there's no point to put a slice of lemon into your hot cup of tea, instant tea, and whatever, and to put that in, a slice of lemon to Kedi Shlishi. That's more or less what we said yesterday. I just want to make one thing. We spoke about saccharine drinking chocolate. Yeah, I think that was it, really. So now I think we can move on already. This is now a very interesting parsha over here, the next one. Actually, it's a Mefusha Mechaba. If I can find it, let me just see if I can find it here. Mechaba in Shin Yud Ches speaks about. Let me just give it a little Dhamma. That's a Gemara in Be'ah. The Gemara says there, Hamegis Bishav's Bishul. Someone stirs a pot while it's cooking. Chayim Shum Avashel. A person who's done an ismin atoira of cooking. That means he's got a pot on the fire. Let's say someone's got a chon pot on the fire. It's not fully cooked. Right? And he lifts the lid up. He decides to give it a stir. He stirs it while it's on the fire. He's done an ismin atoira. Why? Because what he's done is by stirring it, he's brought the top part of the beans, let's say which were on top, now to the bottom, and the bottom one's on the top. So if you would have left it, the top beans might have taken 4 hours to cook. Now that he's moved it, he's speeded up the cooking process of those top beans. He's done an issa d'oraisa official. So while a pot is cooking, it's very dangerous to stir anything. In fact, even more than that, if someone's chonot pot, for example, is not fully cooked when Shabbos comes in, and he decides he wants to see what it smells like, is it doing well? So he lifts the lid up. Let's look inside. Not very good. But look, at Shabbos, I can't do anything about it. Puts the lid back on again. He's pushed on the issa minatoira again. Why? Because that's right. When the lid was off, it would have taken maybe 7 hours to cook. Now he puts the lid back on again, you're speeding up the cooking process. You've now reduced the time it takes to cook. You could do it maybe in a few hours now, maybe 4 hours. So you mamaya bishula is also an issa minatoira bishul. So one's got to be very careful. That's why it's a safety net. I must tell you, everybody, it's always advisable to make sure that your food is fully cooked before Shabbos comes in. What's called fully cooked? Fully cooked means it's at a stage where you would give it to people and they'd be happy to eat it. It's comfortable to eat. Of course, it might be better if you leave on longer, but it's servable. Many people will be eating as it is. They'll be quite happy as it is to eat it. Therefore, that's mutter, that's called mavushal kol sorokei. Once that is done, pashtus, there's no issa min ha-Torah of bishul anymore. Yeah, because it's cooked. Once it's cooked, it's cooked. Let's just find a mechaber here.
Everything inside the pot.
Everything, yeah. The beans haven't been, some has. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's a good point, Richard, of course. Yeah, it's obvious, it doesn't help that three quarters of the pot is cooked and a quarter's not. Lemaisi, you mustn't put in nothing that can be done. So I just can't find this halacha here. Mefurusha halacha, the Shulchan Aruch. I think it was no one then. Oh, Sif Tezvov. No. Ah, so Mechaba says the following, like this. Ha'ilfus v'akadera she'evirim u'sochim megabe oil. Someone takes off a pot from off the fire. In loinis special called sorokim, it's not been fully cooked. Ein moitzin bekaf in em. You may not even ladle it out. He's not talking about stirring it. That means all you're doing is you want to put a ladle in and take it, stoke it out. Take out some. So someone's been washed and taken off, shot it. It hasn't been cooked. He took it off the fire, and he wants to serve it out. So what happens is, he decides he's going to serve it. He looks at the thing, he says, it's not cooked. Oh, I can't put it back, he says, because it's not cooked. So I can't put it back on the fire. But you know what? Look, some people would eat as it is. So I put the ladle in, and I scoop it out, and I'm going to give it to some people. That is also to do. Because even though you're not stirring it, the fact that you put the ladle in causes things to mix. And that's also visual. The pot is boiling hot, it's a keli rishon, which is, even though it's not a ace, but it's got a dinner of a keli rishon, you may not affect any way whatsoever the food inside it. So you're stuck. You cannot ladle anything out of a keli rishon which has not been cooked properly, if it's a food.
What are you doing?
You're moving it around. First of all, I must say, you're lessening the volume, so it's going to cook quicker while it rests. That's also true. And also, you're moving around. When you put a ladle in, pastas, you move something around as well, yeah? Some of it gets moved around. So even that's also, when it's not fully cooked.
So what do you do?
So what do you do is wait till it cools down. Either you wait till it cools down, very good time, yeah. Either you wait till it cools down, or another thing they say you can do, actually, is interesting, is to pour it to another pot, somewhere else. As that's moving out, it's all in the same area. You move it into another thing, that is okay to do. But otherwise you're stuck, yeah? Okay. Now here's a big shaila. Let's say it's fully cooked. Are you allowed to stir a pot that's fully cooked? Let's talk about Ala'esh first of all. Let's go slowly, start by Ala'esh. Now I ask you, is any problem? What should be the problem?
Can you cook better than stomach?
It's bistami yovel, but that's not called bishul. Once the food is fully cooked, you can't cook it better.
Well, maybe you spare a piece of when you
cook. Oh, very good. Have you heard this shit before? No? Okay, very good. Yeah, no, the chayra, pashtus, if you think about it, in svara, there should be nothing wrong. Something's going on here. It's not my hearing aid, though, is it? And no, it's pashtus, there should be no problem, yeah? Once a food is fully cooked, there should be no problem anymore. Yeah, it's fully cooked, there should be no problem. Yeah? And that's l'chor, the mashmos and the mechaber, because the mechaber says only is a problem if it's not cooked. The mechaber carries on, it's bashal kol sorokah, it's mutter. If it's fully cooked, there's no problem. Some want to say the mechaber's talking about it's not ala eish, but pashtus ala eish, even if it's fully cooked, there's no problem. However, the kol boy and others hold, when something is ala eish, you must not do it. It's a big kasha why. In fact, it's hard to understand why it should be awesome. Mishmur Taka asked as a kasha, why should it be awesome? Something is fully cooked, you can't cook it anymore. Why should it be awesome to ladle out or to scoop? Why should it be a problem? Lemaisa, the Mishmur looks like he's masking to this shitter, and he says that while it's on the fire, you should do no ladling whatsoever. That means the food is fully cooked, that's what we're talking about, yeah? The food is fully cooked, and you want to stir it while it's on the fire. Fire doesn't mean literally fire meat, you have a crock pot. It's on a hot element. Yeah, that's also called the fire.
Blech.
Yeah, or blech, and it's all on the element or blech, wherever it's on, and you want to take your ladle and stir it round in order to make it mix properly. While it's on the fire, one should not do that. Because we're choshes, the kol boy shitter, the kol boy holds that the shayach hagosa even when it's on the fire. So it's very hard to understand why. Some say it's a drabon, it looks like Mexican mavashul, people might make mistakes. Shabazam said people might make mistakes, even though that's what the kasher is, the chayta pele. If you take it off this pot and you serve it, you can put it back onto the fire if you've got all the conditions. So you can put it back on the fire manish. So why should stirring be worse? So Shabazam says that in the eyes of people think stirring is not a problem. And therefore people make mistakes, and therefore Shabazam says the cold boy held that stirring is a major problem, and a person may not stir while it's on the on the fire itself. So therefore, according to that, if a person wants to serve cholent from the slow cooker, he doesn't want to take it off, come to where you've got problems where you can't take it off, let's say, so really he shouldn't do that. He should move it off the element, off the fire, and serve from there, give it out to whatever he wants, and then put it back.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a big shayla, very good, yes. Now shayla is this chumra now, so the cold boy holds you mustn't stir it. How about putting the lid back on again? Is that like stirring it? So this is a big issue. Some postulate on machmeh actually, that while it's on the fire, you shouldn't take the lid off and put it back on again. But that's a very, very big problem. Yeah, but it's not worse than stirring. Why stirring is the problem? So they time it, just like we're machmeh for stirring, who are din if to take the lid on and off? This is a very, very big problem. Off is alright. If you take it off, there's no problem. But to put it on again, there's a problem. The on is like the equivalent of stirring, some poskim say. It's a very, very big chiddush. Because, I mean, he said the kol boy itself is mamish, a chiddush nifra, what he says, yeah? It's a chiddush in itself, the cold boy. That why it is on the fire is the problem of stirring, even though it's fully cooked. So now to go further and say as well that not only is stirring a problem, but also to put the lid on. Yeah, it's true, but like he said, the Moshe said before, good svara, it could be the cold boy's chumra is only because you're choshed, maybe something hasn't been cooked. I mean, you're also doing something, you're making it better. Yeah. Sorry? It does boil more, but it's fully cooked the food already. But it makes more, but I'm telling you, if you take the pot off the fire and you serve it to everyone, then you want to put it back on the fire. But my friend, I don't understand that. If you take the pot off the fire and you serve the people in the house what you want, and you hold it in your hand, you can put it back on the fire. So you're gonna, it's cooled down and you heat it up mamish. That's mutter. So why should this be worse? It's a chiddush. You don't say Mexican or Vashlak. Cost is worse. What? What? Shlomo Zalman actually is machma thing. Shlomo Zalman holds that lid. As far as I remember, Shlomo Zalman says, as far as I remember, that putting the lid back on is a problem. I don't know what he says. Orchid Shabbos. I wish I'd be a pocket Orchid Shabbos. Maybe he's talking about when he moved it off. He's talking about when it's on. Past pouring on is a problem. When you can't move it off. Okay, when you talk about Mishas of Chai, you find there's kulis Mishas of Chai. You sure it's Mishas of Chai? I'm saying, you sure it's Mishas of Chai? As far as I'm Rosh Hashanah is Machmud, it's a Chiddush. Rosh Hashanah is Machmud, it is, as far as I remember. So now, the Shaila is, so what do you have to do? How about ladling is also a safe problem? Pastor should be Machmud on ladling as well, yeah? Ladling as well is also when it's on the fire. When it's off the fire, when it's off the fire, then we're not machmir. When it's off the fire, this keli rishon, then even the coal boy holds no problem. The whole chumrah of this coal boy is only when it's on the fire itself. It's a chiddush because the keli rishon says a keli rishon. Yeah? But for some reason, he was only machmir on the ash itself. So again, if it's not in a special coal sorokah, you've got a major problem wherever it is, even off the fire. Even lifting the lid off, putting it back on again, touching a pot which is not in this special cold sorokah is very, very severely restricted, because in all cases, if it's not caught, you're going to hasten the cooking in some way by touching it, and therefore it's out of bounds. I say it's a safety net. It's very, very important to make sure, it's a good idea that before Shabbos comes in, well, make sure that the food is cooked fully before Shabbos. Fully means, I say it can improve the taste. Mitstamek v'yofiloi, that it gets better, that's not called bishul. Bishul is that it's fully cooked and you would serve it to people and people would be happy to eat it as it is. It's comfortable to eat. That's called mevushal kol sorokah. The fact that it improves by staying longer, which you get often with cholent. The moshel, sometimes on Sundays, some people say the cholent tastes better than it does on Shabbos. Shouldn't really, but the ma'aser, some people say it tastes better because it's been cooking a bit. But the idea is, it's, as long as it's edible to eat on the Friday when it comes in, then it's much easier. You've saved yourself a lot of problems. So again, when it's on the fire, it's very severely restricted. If it's not nispashal kol sorokah, when it's off the fire, if it's not nispashal kol sorokah, it's a big problem. If it's nispashal kol sorokah, it's fully cooked. So the mechaber holds once it's fully cooked, there's no problem. Yeah, there's no problem, pastors, because it's fully cooked. There's no problem. However, the Mishnah Berurah is on a shit on the kol boy. The kol boy holds that there's an issa of hagosa minato. The kol boy, as far as I remember, so I think it's minato. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, it's not missing a mashal. Pastor can't be mummies like that. Yeah, okay, the cold boy must always, that's awesome, midrabbanon, because of various reasons, to stir it even though it's fully cooked. And hu adin, not only stirring or putting a ladle in when it's on the fire, also you shouldn't do, even though you cause very little turbulence, even so, ladling out is also problematic. Again, the postulate over here, this whole chumrah is only by solid foods, a clear liquid like water is no problem. Because there, everything is cooked, it's so thin, everything there, everything gets cooked equally, and therefore there's no problem, even according to the cold boy, to stoke out soup, which is a liquid. I mean, if you've got lokshen and carrots and vegetables in there, that's really more problematic. But if you've got, let's say, a thin liquid, a chicken soup, just a pure liquid, then that's okay, that's not a problem. Or you've got a hot water urn, and you want to put a cup inside the hot water urn and take out, water and clear liquid has not got a problem with hagosah. The whole problem with hagosah is only by food items, which have got some bits in it. Someone had a problem, I'm not going to say where, he went somewhere actually, and there was a big pot of cholent on a big element, and he fancied a bit of cholent Friday night. I wouldn't say it was pikuach nefesh, but he needed a bit of cholent quite desperately. Now the problem is, in such a case there, we're not going to go through all the ins and outs, but taking off a cholent pot needs certain conditions. And he couldn't do all these conditions. He was one person by himself. It was a very big trawling pot. He couldn't do it. So Shaila is, can you be lenient in such a case? What? Yeah. So it's a cold boy shitter. Can you be lenient in such a case to do ala eish mamish? Rechlik. So here they bring over here. Let me just see if I can find it. 116. Hachaznis kotzer. Chaznish writes, for example, another example is when Chaznish writes, if a person's got a pot on a fire and he's got no grufa ketum, he's got no blech. So if he takes it off, he couldn't put it back on again. And he's got no substitute, he's got no other blech to put on. So the Chaznish says, in that case, he's got a big problem, he can't take it off. Says the Chaznish, in that case there, in Yossi Menes Agdele, Yuchalach Zira, Mutter Loit Sim Mene Bekaf. He can, shouldn't stir it, he can take out with a ladle. And also the Mechazitza writes like this as well, and they say, so one should be careful, one doesn't stir it, one should try and do it benachas, in a way to put it out, that one doesn't make a big turbulence inside the thing, and that way to scoop it out. So in a case of where you're stuck, and you can't take it off the eish, that's what?
That's
very good thing. Yeah, it's the same thing, what's a chiluk? It's all a fire, what's a chiluk, what it is? A fire, an open flame, the mice is on an ace, wherever it is, a hot plate, an electric element, all this is called ala ace. It's got the same thing as ala ace. The mice, lechatchila, one should try and avoid. That certainly one should try and avoid this. Yeah, if one can avoid having to take off from when it's on the ace itself, mamish, one should avoid it. He says also, he brings on the Shevet Halevi here. We've got a heavy pot. It's like my case, I told you before, this person was in a place, it was a very heavy pot, he couldn't take it off by himself. So he was stuck, he wanted a bit of trollant, and he was stuck, he couldn't take it off. So the Sheva Alevi says in such a case, and we've got a Loshon Sheva Alevi, if a person is stuck, one is allowed to rely on not the kolboy and take out from the pot, even though it's on an eish mamish. Yeah? My dear friend, of course you can ask. I'm happy you ask. I'm very happy you ask. But my dear friend, you're making a big mistake. You don't understand. So. Why? If you have a pot which has got 10 litres of liquid inside, it would take 2 hours to cook. If you take out half a litre, it's going to take 1.5 hours to cook. So you speeded up the cooking process. You've done Issa Minat Torah Bishul. A good question with a good answer. Alright, so let's just make a recap today. Let's make a quick recap. So what we've spent over tonight so far is stirring from a pot. So the Maisa, even though, so that's clear, when it's not cooked, if the pot's not fully cooked, it's a big problem on the ace, not on the ace, you mustn't stir anything, you mustn't lay it out, big problematic, very problematic. If it's fully cooked, in Svara, and the Mechaber holds like this, there should be no problem stirring and taking out when it's on the fire, even when it's on the fire. Because you're not doing anything. Once the food is fully cooked, you're not doing anything any further. Even so, the Kolboy and others are Machmeh, and therefore, one has to be careful because of this shitter. Mishnah Berurah seems to be choshish for this shitter of the kolboy. And therefore, when it's on the fire mamish, one should not take out food items from a pot which is on the fire itself. Okay? All right, Rabbi Sam. See ya.